Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Part 2 tape.
John, you got to open us up with a solar flare and just point your head. All right.
Yo, it's shiny. We shining out here.
Listen, I'm going to be so mad if future Kevin edited another snippet coming back. Sean, we're on YouTube now. What are you doing, big dog? People can see our faces. You understand? You can't be going off camera. You can't be doing these things. You heard it right, folks. We're on YouTube right now. And what I was trying to say is I'm going to be so mad if I have to make another announcement saying, hey, guys, we recorded it, but it didn't work out. Long story short, the platform messed up on us. The videos didn't upload properly. The synchronization was off. There was like a whole bunch of issues. And we're like, you know what? Throw it in the garbage. This should work. And I'm going to be so upset if it doesn't. My name is Kevin. I'm joined by Sean Shonen Pants, a.k.a. the Bald One. And this is our first time recording a video. Really, it's like our third or fourth time. We've tried this a couple of times. It hasn't worked. Here we are. OG fans actually should know what we look like. We used to make a bunch of TikToks and they used to flop a lot until we found out the right format. And the key was to actually take out our faces and then the TikTok started doing better. But we are trying to attract kind of like a different audience, more of like a podcast audience. So we're here. And honestly, I'm mad that last week's video didn't go through, Sean. I looked a little different last week. You wanna
So Kevin, you know, he was out the country and he saw a Jamaican. And he's like, yo, man. Was it Jamaican? He saw an Islander. And he's like, yo,
it was
man.
In the Bahamas. Yeah.
But he saw a Bohemian and yo, man, let me braid your hair, man. And he was like, all right. And my guy looked like Sean DePaul. Sean DePaul. Oh, come and give it to you.
I kept it in for like 2 weeks too. And it sucked because I expected like to go out and have all these like pictures and stuff. But instead I was just sick the whole time. So that's another reason that this is a better episode for y'all. Cause I'm not going to have to mute myself and cough off camera. Finally, finally I feel better. Sean, is there anything you want to kind of riff about before we jump into today's episode?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely something I want to riff about, but you did talk about how we've been doing this for a while and you know, we've been doing this so long that when we started, I kind of had hair. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Very cool. What else would you like to share with the class?
Okay, Kevin, I need you when we're done with this podcast episode, when you go back, you know, you're done with your break, you go back to work after work.
Yep.
I need you to go on Crunchyroll, the Crunchyroll that we share, our baby.
Okay.
Our baby that we're raising together, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, baby. Yep. Okay.
And I need you to watch Solo Level.
What is that? What's Solo Level, Sean? Tell us all about that.
Solo Leveling is it's a anime right out right now, but it's not based on a manga, a Japanese manga. It's based on a Korean webtoon. And this Korean webtoon, I've only read like a couple chapters of it and then like, you know, I fell off of it. I'm not sure why. It was like really good, but a Korean webtoon is basically like manga for Korean people, but like they do it all online and stuff like that. And it's like a still cartoon where you're just like endlessly scrolling and it's just like seamless. But like the Japanese people, of course, they made an anime out of it because it's like big and so good. Yeah. But it's basically about a group of hunters and like it's like in the real world, but there's like dungeons like in fantasy or whatever, and these people go through the dungeons and they try to get like resources and things like that, and the main character, he's the weak one, and he goes into this one dungeon and then gets powers. That's all I'm going to tell you. I don't want to ruin it. Watch Sean. It Kevin, you got to watch it. It's Sean. one of the biggest animes of 2024.
I gotta say, bud, I'm scared. When you recommend an anime to me and it has to do with dungeons, I get flashbacks of Goblin Slayer. It's still hurting me deep in here. I still go through the agony of that season of that show.
Yo, but with Goblin Slayer, you guys didn't listen to my caveats. I had caveats, and you can even go back in the early episodes when I recommended it and listen to my caveats. I was like, I said you guys will either like it or you'll either hate it.
Sure.
I think you'll like this, but I think you'll have your critiques with it because there are critiques. Like, it's not perfect, but it is a dumb, fun anime. I think you'll like it.
Okay, so I wanted to do this episode because there was, as expected, a lot of backlash from last week's episode. A lot of backlash. So last week's episode, if this is your first time listening, was the Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 tape. And this is the Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 part 2. We felt like this needed a part 2 because we yapped for like an hour and 20 last week. And I felt like I really wasn't getting all the points I wanted to get across. And then I've also had a lot of conversations between now and last week when we originally recorded. And I wanted to kind of go back and kind of, have kind of like a back and forth a little bit. Because I think my point was a loss in some places. But then also I noticed there was a lot of points in the season that we also didn't get to cover. So I figured it would be a good chance for us to talk more about it. Some of the good instead of some of the bad and some of the critiques which was kind of like the heavy focus of last week's episode. So that was kind of how I envisioned this episode going, Sean. Was there anything that like you wanted to bring to the forefront?
Well, I mean, first I kind of want to get on, like, if you still feel as strongly as you do one way or another, like, do you, after seeing all the critiques, you know, and all the back and forth on Discord, do you feel like Shibuya is better than you first thought, or do you think it's worse? Cause sometimes I know, like, you... So, like, I do this. I'll double down a little bit, or like, I'll just change my opinion slightly. Which way has it gone in the last like week?
Okay. I'll say, although my opinion of it hasn't changed much, there were some points that were brought up that I was like, okay, fine, it gets a pass for some stuff that I was critiquing it a little harder than maybe I should have, but I still kind of stand by the overall point I had that it was a little bit overrated, and not to say I didn't, and I feel like this is so lost on people. I said numerous times last week, I liked the season overall. I liked the season. It was just a little much. I had somebody. I didn't get a chance to tell you. I had somebody. Somebody posted in one of the Q&A's we have. What did you think of this episode? And they were like, "Trashed. Worst episode you guys have done. You guys suck." And I'm like, "Whoa, dude. I didn't think the episode was bad. I mean, maybe you didn't like my opinion, but."
I think it's because people like our opinions usually, good or bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably going to be the first opinion that people, because I think like across the board, people liked this anime. And I feel like I didn't do a good job defending Shibuya Incident. And I think a lot of people, I came across that way on Instagram and especially on Discord. I do a good job. And I apologize to you guys. A lot of people think I kind of agreed with you. I just thought you were making good points. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good point. Loved this season. And I think it's because I gave it a 6 instead of my patented
what's population. The population? Yeah. YouTube. What we do here is we rate stuff at a 7 thumbs sometimes. And if Sean like loves something and we're like, yo, Sean, what do you think of this? Like at 1 to 7, pretty much. That's the scale. And when Sean loves it, he goes, "What's the population of Brazil? Like, what's the population of China? That many thumbs, you know?" And he didn't give that for Jujutsu Kaisen. So everyone was like, "Hold on, maybe you didn't like it that much."
I think I really felt bad because I listened to it over and I thought it was a good episode.
I did too.
But I listened to people's points that liked Shibuya Incident Arc. And again, I was one of those people. I liked it. And then I listened to like how I like defended it. And I was like, I have to apologize to those people because I didn't defend it with all my might. You know what I'm saying? And I should have. I should have been all might for Shibuya Incident. You know, I should have been.
I don't think defending. So, Sean. I don't think so. I think it's okay to kind of agree with some of the points I had because I don't think they were bad points. Even with some of the rebuttals that I got, I still think like I still kind of stand by what I said for the most part. We should touch on some of those points. You want to just do that real quick?
We'll touch on some of those points. And like I do agree with your with a good amount of your points, except for the point where you're like it has no story because like it does.
Sorry, tough story. I didn't say that. I said it was majority fighting. That's what I said. It was a really fight heavy season. Mm-hmm. I said there was way more fighting than there was story, and I would have liked to see more story. There was the first few episodes kind of setting up the whole season, and then it was nonstop fighting. And you can do that if you have enough meat behind your story. And in my opinion, they didn't have enough meat behind this story. I didn't feel like it was enough. One of the things that kept it, and for those of you, if this is your first time listening, my whole thing about Jujutsu Kaisen season two was exactly what I just said. I thought it was decently good, but I thought it was a little overrated from the internet's point of view, because I think everybody is very much like, I don't say like they give it a pass, but like whether something is good or bad, if the fight scenes are amazing and the visuals is perfect, it'll just get like, it'll go with flying colors. And it doesn't matter if the dialogue was kind of lacking. It doesn't matter if the story like wasn't the best. It doesn't matter if there are plot points. None of that part matters, right? So that's kind of like my opinion on it. I think the internet, I think season two was a little overloved. And I was a little more critical about Jujutsu Kaisen season two, mainly for that reason, right? I'm very story driven. I'm very like, I need stuff to matter. And I felt like a lot of the stuff that happened didn't matter. A lot of the fights just kind of, to me, felt like, Itadori does a really cool move. How is he going to top that? Okay, so Sukuna did a really cool move. What's cooler than that? What's cooler than that? What's cooler than that? What's cooler than that? Like, just over and over and over. And I just got sick of it. Mm-hmm. Sean made also a really good point. I did binge the whole thing in one day, so it could have felt incredibly overwhelming when you're sitting there watching one fight after another fight 15 times. It's like, okay, I'm so burned out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's possible. That's possible, too. I'm not going to say that that's not right, you know?
Because the thing is, they wrote the Shibuya incident arc to overwhelm you. So, like, you like double down on getting overwhelmed.
Where are you getting that from, Sean? What's your sources on that? I'm gonna challenge you on that, because I feel like that's a fact you're kind of pulling out of your rump there.
I'm not pulling. That's the one thing straight I wrote in my notes rump. That I wanted. No, I wanted to say that, and I did not say it because I feel like I had to like pull a lot of other stuff, just like.
Well, why do you say that? Where's that from? Did the author say that? Did the creator say that? Where's your source for that?
No, it's just like,
you're just assuming.
It was just being conveyed because everything happened in one night.
No.
And the thing is, they wrote it, the way it's written is to make you feel like it's all happening in one night. Kevin, yeah, in my opinion, this is how I perceived it, but that's how a lot of
people. But you're presenting it as fact.
Received it. So like, Okay.
Hold on. In my opinion. You're presenting it as fact. That's the problem. You're sitting there and you're just like, yeah, of course you felt that way. You were meant to. Why? Why was I meant to? I wasn't. You're just saying that because it works for your narrative.
There's a lot of, you know, a writer can do to like make people like, all right, like they're probably going to feel this, right? And you could feel any other way because that's how like an art is. So again, if you didn't feel like, but you're saying that you did feel overwhelmed. People felt overwhelmed, so like a lot of people watched it episode 1 week and then the next episode the next week. So it's like they're overwhelmed and it's like, all right, I got a week to take a break and then get pushed again. You know,
let me give you this. That wasn't the main point I was trying to push. Right, one of the main points I'm trying to push is that if you're gonna have a crazy action season like Jujutsu Kaisen did. I said that My Hero Season 6 did it better, and I didn't really dive into why it did it better. And so I kind of want to take that opportunity right now to talk about that. Now, a point that was given to me within the Discord, and there was a great point. It was basically that My Hero had 5 seasons to build it up. Sure. My Hero had 5 seasons to build up Season 6. I'm not denying that. They definitely had more time. And also, I wasn't a big My Hero fan for Seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I didn't really like the show. Now I'm a big My Hero fan after they did such a good job with Season 6. But My Hero was still able to take these storylines that didn't necessarily need 5 seasons to be built up. There was the whole storyline with Twice and the bird fella, right? That was huge. That was a big plot point in the season, what happened to Twice. Another one was Dobby. Dobby's whole story point, the big reveal, right? Obviously, I'm not going to give any spoilers right now in case you haven't seen season 6, but that was huge. Right, those two things were enormous story points and plot points. There was the whole thing with what's going on with Shigaraki, and then there was also the internal struggle that Deku was experiencing with all of the holders of One For All. Right, they did such a good job of touching on so many different story points and making me care about them individually. Versus Jujutsu Kaisen, I felt like it was very much, hey, meet this new blood. demon, this blood curse user, whatever. And then all of a sudden he's fighting. Ooh, meet this locust user. Meet this, what was it? The curse? The smallpox curse user.
Yeah.
I don't care. I didn't care about any of them. And I was going to get to my next point, but that's I'm going to pause there because I don't want to rant, but like, that is why I'm saying My Hero did such a better job, and I don't think they needed five seasons to tell these stories. I think Jujutsu Kaisen could have used what they used in season one and make some of these big reveals. Like, for example, Mekamaru, they could have made that a huge plot point, but they didn't. That was kind of dealt with within a span of one or two episodes, if I'm not mistaken. They didn't drag it on in the whole season. They didn't make it, oh, it's Mekamaru, and then have a huge fight. It was just like, you know, I guess they touched on it a little bit season one, but it wasn't mm-hmm. really a big plot point. A lot of people kind of forgot about that, and that was the issue. So I think kind of like the way they used their story, and I'm not saying story wasn't being told. I'm just saying kind of like the way they told their story.
The way they did. With the Shibuya incident arc, and again, this is just how I interpreted it.
Yeah.
Things were happening rapidly. It's like, this thing happened, because it's all supposed to be like, it's an incident that happened. That's why they called it the Shibuya incident. It's an incident that happened in one night on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
all in one night. And then I was like thinking, yeah, a lot of anime doesn't do this. And then I was like thinking about like what other anime has done something that happened in one day. Felt like one day. Yeah, Dragon Ball. Yeah, I was thinking the Frieza saga, and then honestly in Tournament of Power. And even the Cell games, but I feel like when Dragon Ball Z does it, it doesn't actually feel like it happened in one day. Other than Tournament of Power, that kind of felt like it happened in like multiple days too. I feel like the fact that it felt like, oh my god, what's going on, is because it's all happening in one day or one night, not even a day, a night. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why. When things happen, you're like, whoa, because it all happens all at once, you know, in the span of a few hours, and actually felt that way, you know. And I think for me, that's what's so cool about it, where it's like an anime that we love, Dragon Ball Z, where if I were to tell you, oh, the Frieza saga happened in a week, we'd all believe it, but it didn't. It happened in like a day,
for sure,
you know what I'm saying, or maybe two, you know, but it doesn't feel that way. You know, it feels like it. Yeah,
that doesn't take away kind of like from what I'm saying. I feel like though,
it doesn't take away from what you're saying, but I think the way that it happened, you almost have to make it things like pop out at you and like have like a bunch of like random stuff happen. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to play up the incident portion of it, where it's like, you know. So yeah, that's how I'm feeling about it. And how I like interpreted it. And it seems like from the comments, a lot of other people felt that way, the same way too. Not to take away how you feel, because like it makes sense how you're like, oh, like that was random. Oh, like why did they do this? But I think it's like, okay, like all this is happening all at once, you know?
You know what else I realized kind of hurt it a little bit? The fact that there was so much time passed between season one and season two. They kind of like slightly alluded to stuff in season one, and a lot of that was missed on me season two. That's kind of like unfortunate that, like for example, Megumi using his summon, apparently he whipped out that summon, he tried to whip out that summon a few times, was never able to get it done. I feel like that's such a minor detail that you have to really pay attention to have remembered in season two. To kind of like a viewer like myself, right? I haven't seen the show. I haven't rewatched the show. It happened so long ago. Like what? Like 3 years ago was season one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember Megumi just doing a hand signal and then not being able to use that hand signal. That was totally lost on me. Do I believe that it might have happened a couple times? Sure. I haven't even gone back to check it for myself. But to me, it's seemingly very random to see Megumi do that summon and then pull out something that's Sukuna level. So from a story perspective, I kind of had issue with that, because I'm like, okay, sure, you gave me 30 seconds of explanation of Gojo saying that like those two clans are the strongest and they had a fight to the death and they both died. But like, really? You know?
I mean, I get what you're saying, but like the fact that like it happened is almost like, I think a lot of these animes are so crazy in the animation that it takes them so long to prepare it for us.
Yeah.
that a lot of the times when we're watching an anime, if we don't watch, and this is with TV shows too, like they're so big budget and there's so much that goes into it that takes so long that sometimes when we're watching it, I'm like, I don't really remember what happened. Like, I remember, like for example, like when we're watching Game of Thrones, I always had to watch a like a summary of what happened in for season before because it's always takes so long for them to make seasons, you know? And I think that's just the way that like things are nowadays, where before it didn't take that long because like there wasn't that big of a production with anime almost. They're able to crank it out a little bit more. And then also like the anime that we got was like made 10 years before we watched it most of the time. So
So let's talk. One thing I wanted to talk about too was the domain expansions. I feel like that's one thing that Jujutsu Kaisen has done a really good job of by really separating itself from everyone else. Like, you have shows that have been doing this stuff for years, whether it's like a secret technique or shooting beams or jutsus, anything like that, but nothing like a domain expansion. I feel like that's one thing that's really like completely set the show, like, it really separates it from the pack, right?
Yeah. So, and I think that whatever Jujutsu Kaisen is doing with expansion, like, is a totally like original. It's based on kind of like what Hunter x Hunter was trying to do a little bit. It has a little bit of a crux of what they're doing mixed with Bleach, but it's like it's turned up to 11. Like, Bleach kind of does it in a way where it's like they're each one of their Bankais, their swords, has like their own move, you know, to it, but it's nothing like, it's nothing. It domain expansion is like Bleach's Bankai is like Algebra 2, where like domain expansion is like trigonomics, you know? So
let me ask you this. What other anime shows would you like to see domain expansion in? And I'll give you a second to think about it, because the two that come to mind instantly are Dragon Ball and Naruto. Can you imagine, like, if Naruto had access to something like domain expansion, can you imagine what Itachi's domain expansion would look like? Where, like, there's like a sea of like flowing lava and like skeletons and everyone's in pain. Because remember, he did that thing to Kakashi, and Kakashi was stuck.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the closest thing we came to like being in domain, but that's not what that was. That was a genjutsu, and it was completely separate. I think Naruto would do a really, really cool job with that. I'd love to actually do that as an episode if you're down. Right. Like,
I am so down. Like, I'm down to do that next episode, to be honest.
Okay.
I feel
see us do that episode, please let us know. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, let us know. But I feel like Itachi's domain expansion would be the scariest movie ever created. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be terrifying.
It'd be insane.
I hope they reanimate. Honestly, I wish that MAPPA would reanimate Naruto, because I want to see what they could do with some of the stuff that, because even like when you get caught in a genjutsu, I want to see what a genjutsu would look like with MAPPA's animation. Like, that would probably be crazy. Be, you sick. Know what I'm saying?
So sick.
Dude, I think I would definitely want to see a domain expansion in Dragon Ball Z. Like, you know what I'm saying? See what they would do in that world.
Imagine Hit, right? His time expansion or his domain expansion has to do with time. His is called time expansion, and time just works differently in Hit's thing, and then you got to figure that out. That would be really cool.
Exactly, dude.
Or Krillin has one where it's just a bunch of Destructo discs flying everywhere. You got to like navigate
and
it.
You have to like dodge the oh my gosh.
And he,
like,
can do it perfectly. I think that's probably my favorite part of Jujutsu Kaisen, I would say. Like, the whole concept of domain expansions, and I feel like they can do even more with it, and I'm excited to see what else they do, because I feel like that's like a can of worms that hasn't even really been opened. Like, they've been sprinkled a little bit season one and two, but for the most part we haven't seen a lot of people's domain expansions and what they can do, right?
Exactly. Like, and I feel like in season two they were like beginning to like show us more domain expansions, because I think in season one we like saw one person do their domain, if that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd explain it a little bit, but we didn't really see it. And in season two, that's why I liked it, because we saw like what, like three or four, but like, it's not even, we didn't, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, that's really cool. Another thing we didn't really touch on too is the fact that there's basically three really powerful clans within Jujutsu Kaisen, right? There's the Zenin clan.
Yes.
And the Gojo clan, right? And then I think the Komo clan is the third one, which is the people, like the blood users, right? The is it Komo or Kamo? I think it's Kamo.
I think Zenin, it's Gojo, Kamo. Yeah, yes, and Kamo, which we don't really know too much about them, except for that Yuji apparently says he's brothers with Chozo, is a part of that clan.
Now, right? That part is something I'm definitely going to need more explanation on, because I swear the narrator said that, like, when Yuji was having that fight with the fellow from the Kamo clan, that basically time stopped and he's like, oh, you fool, like, you would have been beaten by this idiot, like, you're welcome. And then the narrator said that fake memories were planted in his head. Did I misinterpret that scene, or is that what happened? Like, are they not,
you might have misinterpreted,
are they related or are they not?
I think they might be related. I, like, honestly, I googled this and it said they are related, but then, like, the way that Google explained it was, like, so complicated that I'm like, all right, this is something that we were maybe not supposed to understand yet. So I'm gonna give it some time, but apparently they are related.
And also if you remember in the season, he was like, is this guy crazy or are you strangers? And he's like, not only are we strangers, but he was just trying to kill me, which is kind of funny. But obviously Yuji doesn't know, even if they were brothers. So they probably, like, maybe are, but I found it weird that the narrator did say something along the lines of, like, the memories, right? Because they were showing fake memories of them being together, like, of them being full-grown adults having, like, a picnic together. That obviously never happened, or else Yuji would remember them, wouldn't he? Mm-hmm.
But what if Sukuna was lying to Yuji about that?
Okay. Like, well, what do you mean lying? Because Sukuna, you know how Sukuna kind of talks to Yuji but doesn't really talk to him? He just says something and does something, and we don't really know if Yuji hears him.
I think Yuji does hear him.
Does he?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I interpret it. And I think that's what I like about Jujutsu Kaisen, because there's a lot of things left up open to interpretation.
There is.
Which is, like, anime does not do that. They, like, over-explain things. And sometimes I think, yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen could do a little bit more explaining. But it's cool that they kind of just, like, yeah, they'll figure it out. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty,
a lot of anime does not do that.
What did you say last episode? You're like, I don't want to do math while I'm watching an anime. What was it when you were talking about Hunter?
So yeah, we're watching. All right, so we did our review on Hunter x Hunter, and you were not on that episode because you're like, I'm not watching Hunter. No, you were sick. So we decided.
I was sick, and thank goodness I was sick, bro. I was so happy to be sick that
you're
week.
I'm sick, like, so we all watched Hunter x Hunter before.
I'm going to be honest. Right, I purposely got sick. I walked around the mall and I licked a bunch of doorknobs and I was like, good luck. Good luck, me.
Good luck. I'm trying not to be on this episode in a few weeks. But yeah, so we watched Hunter x Hunter. I was the last one to do it and I watched it and I enjoyed it, right? I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had the same reaction that you're having with Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. I liked it, but I had so many critiques where people were, like, mad that, like, I had these critiques. But again, like, I like Hunter x Hunter. Like, I rewatch a bunch of episodes. I like the anime. But I didn't like the way that Nen worked because it was so complicated to understand sometimes. Like, how, like, what type of Nen user does this? You know what I'm saying? Because there's multiple different Nen users, right? And then I was just like, yo, like, I don't want to have to do, like, calculus to understand the fight. You know what I'm saying? And then they all start laughing. You know what I'm saying? I was laughing too. Yeah. But, like, I was saying that Jujutsu Kaisen is literally more complicated than Hunter x Hunter.
Because you got to worry about the Black Flash and how is it Black Flash, Black Lightning, something like that. That was, I'm not gonna lie, I was mad confused during that. I was like, and I couldn't tell if I was confused just because I was so burnt out and over it, or if it was a confusing topic or both. I was very lost.
It's one of those things. I think Black Flash, I feel like the way that they at first, the way I thought, because Yuji achieved Black Flash in the season 1, right? No. I'm wrong about that. Take that back.
Years ago. Like I said, years ago, bro. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Black Flash is something that anyone can achieve, but, like, it's, like, honestly, like, something that they have to, like, figure out how to do, right?
You know.
And the way that he achieved it was almost left up to interpretation, because, like, I talked to literally I talked to 7 different people and each one of them had a different answer. So like,
you know what this part of, you know what this part of Jujutsu Kaisen feels like this aspect of it? Yeah. You know when we have those episodes where we're just like, hey, if you had to construct the perfect anime, what would it be like? And you're sitting there and you're like, you know what? Like, my character would do this, and then he'd have a power that did this, and then like this happens and that happens. Like that's what that kind of feels like to me a little bit. They're just sitting here and they're like, they're overthinking it. It's a little convoluted. I wish they would simplify it a little more, because with anime, I feel like you don't need to have to make something overly complicated for it to be appealing to the masses. If anything, like you risk losing out on some people by just like not understanding it. I mean, luckily I love the show, so you're not going to lose me over it, but
yeah, I think what they're doing now is like so cool, because it, I think they're like overcomplicating things and like not over explaining things, like, you know, how like, you know, animes like Naruto or Dragon Ball Z kind of like over explain things to the point where it's like, okay, I understand everything. They're leaving a lot of things up to interpretation. So like when they do explain it, hopefully in the next, you know, few seasons, we're going to like think about, oh my God, like that's why that makes sense. Okay. That's why that was so cool. And I think I really do appreciate that. And I just hope that they, you know, stick the landing. Like I think the way like Attack on Titan did it was where it's almost like, it was almost like solving like a Sherlock Holmes mystery within a shonen anime. But I think the way they're doing it is like, we're going to do all the cool stuff. We hope you guys stay along, because then we're going to explain it to you at some point. We're just not going to over explain it.
When do you think we're going to see Sukuna versus Gojo? Because you know it's going to come. Do you think the big fight is going to be Sukuna versus Gojo, and then it's going to have to be Sukuna versus Itadori picking it up? Or like, is that going to be the big finisher? And how can they even do that, right? If it's the same person, are they going to have to like split? You're going to have to back up from the screen, big bro. I can't take that. This whole, I feel like it's a lunar eclipse. You ever play that Zelda game back in the day where the moon is slowly like crashing into the earth and you have to like reverse?
I was just so into what you were saying. I was getting like attracted to the screen.
You were like the moon from that video game, like slowly getting closer to me. And I felt like I had to like get Majora's Mask and redo time. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I would, you know, speculate with you, but I've already been spoiled thanks to TikTok and Twitter. So I don't know who wins, but I know when the fight happens and like who it's against. And I don't want to like, I want to be surprised myself. So I don't even want to, but like, it's, you know, I don't want to ruin anything, but obviously it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm excited for when it does happen. I know how it happens because of TikTok and Twitter. And I feel like social media, bro, it's sick. It's dope. I couldn't help myself. Like I was like, all right, I guess I'm learning everything I need to know about this fight.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's dope. I'm not going to ruin it for you though. So like,
are you mad that social media like spoils a lot for people? Is that what you're saying?
I'm so mad. I can't experience anime like I used to anymore. Cause like everyone just like tells you exactly what happened in the manga, and even though it's dope, it's just like I wanted to experience this for myself, bro. I even know the big twist in Jujutsu Kaisen, dude, which I'm kind of pissed about that I know, so I'm like trying to forget about it. Yeah, like, I know like the big Sean. Yeah,
that's gonna stick with you if it makes you feel better. I figured out that a big character in Naruto dies. I mean, it's we can talk about it. Neji, I figured out about Neji's death as I started the show.
Someone else ruined it for you, not because of social media.
Yeah, it wasn't social media. No, I know. I'm just saying I relate to you.
And it was a homie that ruined it. So it was like almost kind of funny. It's just like some random that ran.
Yeah, I was very upset. I was very upset. I was very upset. That can be good and that can be bad, because I had that happen to me for My Hero Academia, which kind of brought me back in and made me want to watch season 6 and 7. Because social media ruined it, like some stuff that was going to happen, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of badass, like let me check that out. But overall I think it does more harm than good, for sure.
All I will say, sure, just to keep your interest in Jujutsu Kaisen so it doesn't like falter, it's dark as hell, you know what I'm saying? Because bro, like, just keep watch. It's not Attack on Titan dark, but it gets dark, like darker than Naruto, darker than like Dragon Ball, like it's dark. So
let me ask you something. Who were your favorite fighters? I know we talked a little bit about this last episode, but I want to kind of bring up the subject again. Which fighters did you enjoy watching the most in season two?
Itadori, because I just love when anime just shows someone just like punching the crap out of someone else, and he just does it so well, and it just makes me think of all the TikToks where people are like, "Yo, Yuji got hands," and then just like show, he's like, yeah. Make. But like, yeah, Yuji, I love watching Mahito fight. Like, I know he's supposed to be annoying, and he is, but like, it's so ruthless the way he does things. So I like, you know, I really like him. And then Gojo, of course, because like Gojo is like everything, son. Gojo is Jujutsu Kaisen. Like,
Gojo is so cool. Gojo is so cool. I think he's going to go down as one of the coolest anime characters of all time. Like, when it's all said and done.
It's just like,
if not already, I would argue right now he's probably top 5, top 10 coolest anime characters of all time.
Honestly, I think he's top 10, and he's not like 7, 8, or 9. Like he's not. I honestly think he might be top 5. To be honest, now
that's what I'm saying,
bro. Yeah,
I definitely think he is.
Yeah, it just makes me think of all the possibilities. Like, imagine if Dragon Ball like had their own Gojo. Like, imagine if we just knew about Super Saiyans like back in Dragon Ball. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like, what would happen? Like, think about how like smart they would have to be to outsmart that Super Saiyan in the beginning of the show. You know, it's just so dope.
Yeah, it would be super sick. I really liked watching him fight as well too. For me, I'm not gonna lie, Yuji's fighting is very much an afterthought for me because he doesn't do anything overly impressive. Kind of like he didn't like wow me that hard the way like let's say like Demon Slayer. Right. Hello, homie from Demon Slayer. Why am I forgetting his name?
Tanjiro.
Zenitsu. I'm getting old.
You're getting old, son. You get old, dog, homie.
What's going on?
You getting old, homie?
Tanjiro. Yuji hasn't impressed me the way Tanjiro has, and the way like Naruto has. I feel like they really show up and come up. I feel like he hasn't been set up for one of those yet, and he's still kind of figuring himself out a little bit. So I don't think he's really had those moments yet. For me, I really enjoyed watching Chozo fight. Just the fact the way he used the blood manipulation was so sick. I really like that concept, and he's kind of like, he can do a little bit of close combat, but he really excels in like long range and fighting. I thought that was sick. And then also Megumi's dad, dude, Toji. He was amazing. I thought he was going to be one of your picks too. I feel like he was like a standout star in the show.
Honestly, I just chose the ones that came to my head like right away. But, you know, yeah, Toji definitely is the most interesting fighter. If like he's like the Itachi of Jujutsu Kaisen, I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I hope they like explore his backstory a little bit more and he comes back again. Like I'm okay if he comes back. I just want it to be like a cooler way to come back, you know?
I wish he just stayed back and undead. It would be kind of cool.
And undead.
You know what
I'm
saying?
But I think the way he came back, it was because someone summoned him.
It is.
So I feel like he could still come back in another way and it'll be like more satisfactory, you know?
Yeah.
And then Toto.
Toto. Yeah, Toto. I enjoyed Toto more season one than I did season two. I feel like he didn't do anything too new. But it was sick. It was definitely sick. I would put Sukuna up there for myself too. But remember, he was just like, "I'll fight you with your own firepower," or like your own move or something. When he was fighting Jogo and did the same thing to him, and I'm like, "Oh, you're sick. You're sick for that." He is sick for that,
dude. He is so sick for that. I think one of the most interesting things, and we can go back to the fights, but I think one of the most interesting things is the way Geto had this full plan. Like, I love when, like, I love like a Death Note type storyline where
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, I love it when a plan comes together and he's like putting all the chess pieces on the board pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It gets me hype. And then the way that he was like, "I need Gojo," he's like, "Gojo's not gonna unleash his domain expansion, but we're gonna force him to do it." And they force him to do it because he like I can't let all these humans die. We'll just kill the trans. So I'm going to kill all the transfigured humans in this room right now. And like, it was like my heart dropped when he like unleashed his domain expansion. I was like, whew. And then he just started like zooming around the room and they're like, this took 200 seconds. I was like, yo, that's dope. You know? So yeah,
bro, Gojo did not care. He did not. He was like, there was a vast difference between him and other like usual types of heroes where they're just like, oh no, mm-hmm. like people are dying. I'm so scared. Like they can't die. He just didn't even flinch. Like the demons would appear. The curses would appear. They would cut people's heads off in front mm-hmm. of him. He wouldn't even look at them. He was just like, this is what's happening and this is what I have to do, which was so cool.
Yeah. And it's dope that Gato knew that. So he was like, all right, we need to make this like so sinister that even Gojo is going to be like, all right, like let's finish, you know, let's like yeah. stop this, yeah. you know? And that part was dope because they're like, Gojo is like so much of a, not cold hearted, but he's just kind of like this. If people die, it's okay. Like I'll save the day. So somehow, you know,
do you think Megumi has a lot of like hand to hand combat fighting power as well too? Or is he just mainly a summon user?
I feel like in the Shibuya incident, it definitely showed that he has a lot of hand-to-hand combat abilities because him and Itadori were like tag teaming that one like mustache dude, and it was like so the way he was fighting was dope too. Like, and I didn't really like sick. We didn't really see him do the hand-to-hand like that in the first season, so I'm glad they showed that to show that he's capable of that. Because they really just do it with Itadori because, like, he doesn't really have a domain expansion yet, which I can't wait until he does because I know his is going to be amazing, you know?
It's going to be so cool. I can't wait to see what they do with him. Yeah, they need to do that with like, a lot of people. They need to increase, in my opinion, Megumi's, like, hand-to-hand and just show more of, like, what he can do from, like, a brawler aspect. And then on mm-hmm. the other side, they need to make Yuji more so, like, learn how to conjure something or use a domain expansion and kind of enter that world. I can't help but to shake the feeling that, is it Nobara, whatever her name is, Sakura, is alive still. They really made it seem like she's alive still. So I don't believe that she's dead. I could be wrong, but I don't think she's dead.
That's something I'm not, again, another thing that was ruined for me, so I don't. I'm not going to tell you either way or one way or another.
Sean,
it was spoiled for me.
Come on, big dog. I need you to swipe away faster so we can have some of these conversations.
You're taking
away from the podcast talk when you give in to your temptations and remove the curtain. You know what I'm saying? I need you to keep that curtain closed, brother.
Dude, I just need to change my algorithm, dude. Like, I feel like you don't get anime on your algorithm, dude. I get like, it's all there.
Because the second I see a type of like something and it shows a clip from the show, I swipe away. I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with it. Not dealing with it at all. And if something ever does get spoiled for me, I hold the thing and I write not interested. Like, you know, TikTok can do that. You hold the video mm-hmm. and then you select not interested.
There's just such cool videos though. It's hard, but like, yeah, I know I need more restraint, dude. I don't want to.
You need a little more.
I want to feel like that kid that gets surprised again. You know what I'm saying?
You're hindering the tapeworms. We're being hindered by you.
Oh, they know. I already know you all know.
Yeah, they know as well, too. I'm apparently the only one in the dark here. Let's talk about Yuta real quick, because I feel like we didn't really spend much time on him last time. I love Yuta. I don't know what it is about him. I like him so much.
Dog, a lot of people, like, when the movie came out, they're like, Yuta's a better, like, he's a better main character than Yuji. Like, he should just be the main character. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he's the third person now, you know? I'm pretty sure he's gonna like replace Nobara, you know, which is kind of sad, but like,
oh, that's kind of cool.
I don't know. I didn't like her.
I'm not gonna lie. And I didn't like her just because she fought with a hammer and nails. That was so stupid to me. A hammer and nails?
It's a cursed hammer and nails.
I don't care. Bob the Builder summoner ass. I don't care.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I like Nobara because, like, she was, even though we didn't know too much about her until she died, she was so much more interesting than any female character I've ever seen in the shounen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, she held her own.
No, because then you got
what other female character have you been like that was a main character?
Power.
That was a main
power. Yeah, She's part of the Blink and Chainsaw Man. Come on.
Yeah, I guess Power.
Power crouched on Chainsaw, Nova, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Chainsaw Man, and then what's the other girl's name in Chainsaw Man? She's like the captain.
The overarch. It's not Maki, is it?
Yeah, it's Maki. Yeah, Maki's very interesting. But like, other than that, like Jujutsu Kaisen's up there.
Makima, that's what it is. And not to mention that's also done by MAPPA. I used to struggle when I remember we did the tape where it was like which one of the three, what was it called? The Dark Three, where it was Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, Dark Three.
It was Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Hell's Paradise, right? That was the three. Mm-hmm. It was really hard for me. For me, the ranking is perfectly clear at the moment. I'm not going to lie. It's very clear. I used to struggle with it. It's very clear to
me. It's still not as clear for me. I still like Jujutsu Kaisen way more than Chainsaw Man. And I think it's just where the story is at in Chainsaw Man. I might change my mind when I see season two.
Yeah. You think they'll do crossovers ever? Since it's like part of the same studios and stuff? Or probably not, because they probably can't, because like the stories, I assume the story is like done and everything in the manga. Like, it just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't think it would make sense, but I could see them doing like a fan movie or something. Or it like so the cool. studios just doing something for the fans and like crossing over somehow. I can see them doing that.
Can you imagine Denji and Itadori just like facing a threat, and both of them, like one being clueless and not caring, and the other one being like, you know, it would be such a funny duo to see. I would love that.
I feel like they'd be friends though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they'd be great pals. Friends. It'd be fun. Yeah. It'd be funny to see.
Yeah, I'm feeding.
I want to see that. I would love to revisit a Jujutsu Kaisen versus Chainsaw Man conversation.
Yeah,
I could. My mind could be changed about Chainsaw Man. I feel like we need to see more though. Let's do it after season two. Let's do it after season two. We'll revisit.
Do we know season two is coming out?
I think they're doing a movie instead. I think it's because they're making so much money from these movies, anime movies, that they're just doing a whole movie with season or with what should be season two, which is fine, I guess.
Yeah,
if they do it right,
movies can be good. If you remember the movie of the Mugen Train for Demon Slayer, mm-hmm. is what kind of turned me on Demon Slayer. I was a big Demon Slayer hater season one. And then I saw the Mugen Train, and it was just absolutely fantastic. And then I loved season two and three. So movies can do a lot for an anime. It also kind of reignited my love for Jujutsu Kaisen, Yuta's movie. What was it called? Zero.
It was Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Yeah, that was very cool. So, I mean, obviously, as far as predictions go, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be this big head-to-head clash with Yuta versus Itadori. And then by the end of the season, they're friends. That's my guess.
Somehow they're going to become friends. I don't know how.
I hate that it's predictable. I hate that it's predictable, but this part is very predictable right here. But it's still going to be a good story.
The way that they've been telling the story is like, are they going to be friends? You know, like somehow they're going to work together, but like how I guess, are they going to, you know?
You know what? Yeah, because they could be different. There's different types of friends. There's the friends of like, I hate you, but we'll work together for a common cause, and I don't like you. And then there's the, okay, we've settled our differences. We're best friends now. Kind of like Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah, because he looked like he was ready to murk him. He was just like looking at the camera all like stoic, and I was like, I'll kill Itadori. I was like, yo, what's going
on? Sick.
Bro, the last episode of Shibuya Incident is the best season finale of anime like I've seen other than Attack on Titan, dude. Because I was just like, yo, what's going on? Gojo's in trouble now. Like
it was really good.
Gojo's a criminal. Itadori's about to get killed. Like why are these people? I was just like, yo, like everything's really messed up. Yeah.
Okay. Let's revisit the question you asked me at first. You said, has my opinion changed on it? Have I doubled down? Or am I going a little softer? Okay, fine, Sean. You got me. After this conversation, I'll say I've gone a little softer because it did have a lot of cool stuff. Now that I'm able to get past kind of like the irritation I had with like, oh, like why did you do nothing but fight this season, right? Mm-hmm. Now that I'm over that part, I can appreciate the rest of it, which is kind of like the larger picture, which was cool. I do still think the season was overhyped. I do stand by like a lot of the criticisms I had. I think they were valid. I don't think I'm nitpicking just to nitpick. But in the same breath, there's a lot of cool stuff going for Jujutsu Kaisen as well. And I'm really hyped for season three.
Mm-hmm. Dude, now every time you talk about Jujutsu Kaisen season two, it just makes me think about every opinion I had on Hunter x Hunter. And the more I talk about it with Brandon and Eamon, our old co-host, the more I'm like, dude, I actually really do like Hunter. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's one of my favorite animes now. And I also binged long seasons of Hunter x Hunter before I, like, the review.
Yeah.
So I was like,
maybe excuse me, a little like coughing is creeping in. Maybe binging is our enemy. How about this?
Dude, binging's the enemy, dude. Week to week, son.
How about in the future, we start doing it week to week? You were already doing it week to week, but I know you'd be binging sometimes.
Yeah.
You binge when you don't feel like watching a show sometimes.
Yeah, when I don't want to watch it, I'll binge it. If I really want to watch it, week to week.
For me, I'm the opposite. For me, if I really want to watch it, I'll wait to binge it because I'm like, I want it all. Because I was so happy I binged Demon Slayer. And I was so happy I binged My Hero Academia. For both of those, the most recent of them, I was like, I can't wait till the next week's episode. And I thought that's how I would feel, which you just
said. I feel like some anime, it's okay to binge. But like a lot of anime, it's not really meant for binging, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? There's just like certain elements of it, and it's like, it doesn't work, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, no, I just remembered something.
Yeah.
We owe the Tapeworms a couple of episodes. We owe them that stupid show, Thorfinn.
A Mob Psycho. Yeah, I was gonna say that we gotta do Mob Psycho, dude.
What else? What was the other one?
Period.
With Thorfinn.
Mob Psycho.
And Askeladd.
Season two of Vinland Saga, which I need to watch too because I want to watch it, but like I know you don't.
Have you seen any of it? None of it.
I've seen the first few episodes, and it's like a slow part of the season, so like it hasn't picked up yet.
Were you bored? And be honest, were you bored?
I was a little bored. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bored. And I think people were like, it picks up because like even we had guests that are like, it's the best season. One of the best seasons of anime. So like, we gotta watch it and then see if that changes your mind. So we owe them Mob Psycho, Vinland Saga. Then what else we owe them? We gotta give them an update of One Piece, dog. I'm already way ahead, son. I already forgot about a lot of stuff that happened.
I'm just throwing this out there. Vinland Saga is only 24 episodes. Not that bad. If I remember correctly, the episodes are short too, right?
Yeah, the episodes are short. It's like 23 minutes. 20 minutes. Okay. 24, 23, 24.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Vinland Saga maybe, next week?
Probably.
All right, let's do it.
No. I will do Vinland Saga next week if this YouTube video gets how many likes? How many likes? What's a good like number to get? Like 25?
If this YouTube video...
You'll go for 25 likes?
I'm going for 50. Let's go 25 50? Likes. 25 likes. Yeah, let's go 25. Let's go 25. For the first one. For 30, our first video.
25?
Let's do 30. 25. Let's do 30. 30 likes. We will do Vinland Saga next week. But we're going to do Vinland Saga in general, but we'll do it next week if we get 30 likes.
Okay. And to do that, you have to go down to the link tree. Click on the YouTube, make sure you're subscribed. You don't even got to watch the video if you don't want to. If you're an audio podcast listener, because I'll tell you what, personally, if I'm listening to a podcast, it's probably via audio. But I know there's an audience for people that like to watch it that way too. So consume us however you want to. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about, like Jujutsu Kaisen-wise, Sean?
No, I'm just really excited. And I usually don't do this, but I'm currently like slowly reading the manga right now.
Oh no. No. That means we can't make predictions.
I stopped myself because I'm like, I stopped myself when it got good. And I was like, I can't do this to Kevin. So I stopped.
All right. Well, I'll say this. I've really, really been considering reading the Dragon Ball Super manga. Because I don't know how much longer they're going to take to come out with these episodes.
Dude, they're going to take as long as possible because they know that the fan base will always be there. They know that we'll be 50 years old and still watch it. They don't care. They're saving the money, dog. That's why they're doing Dragon Ball Daima because they don't care when they put Super out.
Yeah.
They want as much content as possible. Yeah,
I'm getting impatient. I would read it, dude. All right, let me ask you. Does it ruin the experience? Be honest. When you know what's going to happen in the story and then you watch the anime, does it ruin the experience a little bit?
It doesn't ruin the experience because I've read the manga while I've watched the anime before. It doesn't ruin the experience. it's not as like surprising, but it's almost as cool because you're like, oh, that's it's better than what it look was in my brain. It would look like, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, it's not as good, but when it's better, you're like, oh, that's dope. You know.
Mm. I'm nervous. I don't want to ruin it for myself. I'm
and
scared.
Son, you probably won't. You probably won't remember by the time you watch the Dragon Ball Super. You'll remember.
I will know everything. Yeah. Tapeworms, let us know in the comments. Are you a manga reader? And if so, does it ruin the anime for you? Or if you're able to, are you able to kind of go in there to it with your eyes closed? Because I'm getting impatient with Stroke Super, and I really want to know what happens. There's like two arcs now out, at least two or three. There's this whole thing with Vegeta.
I think like four's out.
There's a lot going on, bro. A lot's going on. I need to let me know. Otherwise, for you guys that were hating on me for Jujutsu Kaisen, this episode was for you, okay? There was a lot of stuff I also loved in the season, but unfortunately, we just focused on kind of like the negative stuff last episode. We tried to sprinkle in some of the positive stuff, but we were so heated for so many parts of the episode. I think it just kind of got lost in the mix. So I wanted to open this part up and say, hey.
I was playing defense too, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Sean was playing defense. I was playing offense. And like, there were fair critiques, kind of more or less. You can agree with them. You can disagree with them. But regardless, there was a lot that we both loved about Jujutsu Kaisen. And I'm glad we did this episode. I'm glad we got the rest of it out, right? The characters, the fights, the powers, like it's really cool.
Absolutely.
With that being said, positivity. We need the opposite version of whatever contentious Kevin is. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time tuned into the audio of the Shonen Tapes, make sure you are subscribed. Follow us on the social medias. We got Instagram. Come yap with us in the Discord. A lot of what was discussed on this episode was actually conversations that took place within the Discord. So we love talking to you guys. We are almost at our goal for a certain number as well too, so we'd really love to see some of you guys in there. If you want to see us do season 2 of Vinland Saga, make sure that YouTube video gets 30 likes. If you're here for the first time checking us out on YouTube, we are extremely consistent. Make sure you're subscribed so you catch the next episode. And I'll say this, you know, we're not 100% sure if we do want to continue doing YouTube. This is kind of like a testing period. So if you guys want to see us continuously stay on YouTube and keep doing this for a while, make sure you do support the channel. With that being said, Sean, any parting words for the tapeworms?
Domain expansion.
Good night.